Time now for Larry Weber and Weekend Outdoors. Good morning, Larry.
Okay, how are you all handling the smoke?
Well, smoke is not very heavy today. I mean, we can catch whiffs of it, but with the wind coming out of the south, it's not so bad. When it turns to the west, another story.
Oh, I'm sure. I saw some photos this week of pictures taken in Grand Marais showing sky is a little bit different than what you'd normally expect.
Kind of brownish?
Yeah. So, how's everything else been going? You got a beautiful September morning happening here.
Indeed.
Yeah, we had quite a switch. Mother Nature gave us quite a show this week. We had five straight days, starting with a week ago Thursday, five straight days of 80 degrees or hotter, and that was one last gasp of summer, the way it looked. And some of us don't appreciate that kind of temperature, and so it seemed to be a little bit difficult to deal with. There were some positive sides that I'll come to in a second here, but I was glad to see the cool off as we started later in the week. And then it really started on Tuesday, but by Wednesday we started to get some really good things. First frost on Wednesday. Then later in the day, we got some snow. I don't know if you recorded any up there, but this was for real. Yeah, you did?
A flake or two, yes.
Yeah, a flake or two. This was for real. This is real stuff. It was more of a mixture of snow pellets, but it was for real. But the next morning, Thursday morning, was an incredible morning with frost. Wow, did it hit hard in there. Frosty flakes just everywhere. It's interesting to note on my early morning walks, Monday it was 60 degrees, Tuesday 50 degrees, Wednesday 40 degrees, and Thursday 30 degrees.
Hmm.
So right on down the scale. It did not continue, however, on Friday or Saturday. We are in a forecast now for a little bit of a warm-up. But one of the interesting things to note was in the early morning walks I've been doing for quite a bit the last 10 days or so, I like to get out into a field that has got dew cover and it's just loaded with spider webs and they're all holding the dew. It's just a beautiful web walk. Well, it turned out that later in the week, there's quite a change. Thanks to the winds that we had a couple days in a row and the colder temperatures, there were a lot fewer webs. And when I went out there on Thursday morning, I found I was seeking one of the hardest things there is to find for any spider person, and that is I was looking for webs that were coated not with dew but with frost.
Mm.
That is a very hard thing to find, but we did have the proper conditions to look for it, and sure enough, after a lot of search, I did find one that was partially covered with frost. So it was quite a terrific discovery, and I'm always glad to see that. Now, people have asked me, well, did the frost kill them? Probably not. A prolonged period of frost, yes. But two mornings of frost like we have, there were some are going to be zapped in it. But for the most part, no. If you notice the warming up as we had yesterday afternoon, it was very filled with dragonflies and butterflies and grasshoppers and crickets, and all of which who would survive the frost the night before. In the world of butterflies, I'm seeing now basically two groups. There are those, the white cabbage butterflies and the yellow sulfur butterflies, both that keep right on reproducing throughout the year. They will have brood after brood after brood, and they keep right on going into the until the frost moves in and zaps them later. They do not overwinter. Then we have another group that does overwinter, and that is the morning cloaks, the tortoiseshells, and the butterflies like Kama, and I saw all those yesterday. Now, they will stick around quite a time yet. They'll stick around way into October until they eventually find a spot, and then they go off into a little crack somewhere, and they curl up, and they sleep for the winter. The other one, of course, is monarchs. I was up at Hawk Ridge yesterday, and Hawk Ridge had a really good flight on Thursday. Over 13,000 hawks were counted. But yesterday, the count was only in a couple hundred. Well, while I always find a trip to Hawk Ridge is worth it, even if you don't see a lot of hawks, because there's so much else going on. Well, I did see the flight of some monarchs and some green darner dragonflies, both of which are migratory, and so there is the migration still going on. Hawk Weekend continues to go on right now, and I expect with the weather conditions that it's going to be a little bit better of a flight today. Forecast, however, is for rain tomorrow. Speaking of the migration, I'm still seeing warblers. Day before yesterday, I saw 8 kinds of warblers. They're still passing through. The sparrows have now moved in, and flocks of white-throat sparrows I see every day. And in addition to that, I had a bit of a surprise last Sunday. I was sitting on the deck here at home, and some birds went over, and I took a look at them, and they were pelicans.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pelicans are an interesting thing. Until fairly recently, pelicans were always associated with further west in Minnesota. However, they've been moving further east, and it continues into Wisconsin. And it's not unusual to see pelicans during the spring migration, but to see them in the fall is a little bit more unusual. So it was a great additional sight. Besides that, as I mentioned, there's plenty of action from insects, but one thing that has slowed down has been the mosquitoes. I did have a mosquito come after me yesterday, but otherwise they pretty well slowed down for the season. So, you know, that's always something we're so proud of, so it's going to almost be sad to see the mosquito time passing. Speaking of passing, the goldenrods that I talked about last week is doing so well, just thriving in the fields. I noticed this week they are starting on their way down.
Mm-hmm.
They will go to seed pretty rapidly when they start doing so, but there's still a lot of beautiful yellow out there, and it's I said last time, get out and take a look at it. There's so many things going on in those. I'm especially impressed with the number of bumblebees, which I think is a very healthy thing that we have so many of those.
Mm-hmm.
Asters continue to thrive. In both cases, they held a lot of frost this week, but they're pretty tough. They can handle that. We're getting more color in the trees. Reds of maple, dogwood, Virginia creeper, cherry, all showing good reds. Birch, aspen, basswood, black ash, all showing some yellow. Now, a certain amount of this is punctuated or sped up by the dryness. Now, you have that up in your county more mm-hmm. than we have it here. But that will speed it along. It's almost as though the trees say, hey, I just can't take it any longer. I think I'm just going to close up for the season. And so they turn color a little bit quicker and then drop their leaves. In addition to that, though, we still have some fungi. You know, that's really interesting. I did a program last weekend, and the place where I was doing the program on mushrooms, it was pretty dry. And I think, oh, I'm not going to find too much here. But when we went out and took a look, despite the fact that it was dry and we looked a little bit harder, we found them. There's still plenty out there. So when I took another walk a couple days later, I found the same thing. At first glance, it doesn't look like there's too much, but you get out and take a closer look, and there's still plenty of mushrooms out there. There are some late-season mushrooms that, even if the season is wet, they don't show up until late in the season. So we got plenty more to go. We're going to be starting a new season.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, the 23rd, with the equinox, and we will be beginning the wonderful month of autumn. And about that time, we will be equal daylight and darkness. So, yeah, things are moving on. And I think it's just a fabulous time of the year. I really recommend getting out and taking a look.
All right, Larry, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you for calling.
Yes. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday morning on North Shore Weekend. Larry is recently retired from a 40-year career as a science teacher, taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. His awards include the Minnesota Secondary Science Teacher of the Year in 1993 and the National Biology Teacher Association's Middle School Life Science Teacher of the Year 1998.